Now a delicate hand writes with a feathery pen.
I'm so crazy, stupid, happy.
The diary reads January 8, 2005.
I met a boy. A great, sweet, gorgeous, cool-ass guy.
At a party, the blonde woman stands alone.
Excuse me, miss? Yeah, I just want you to be careful where you put down that monk brewed Belgian wheat beer. So the party's down to like 3 beer slices and a bottle of pucker.
It might attract some desperate characters.
Good. I mean, the Amish run a room spree.
The dark-haired man points out a group of men with long beards.
They already relieve me of my artisanal meat platter.
Finally, someone tells me how to pronounce that word.
Meat?
Yes, meat. One syllable. Thank you. Whose beer am I about to drink? Don't tell me.
He looks at the others.
Let's see, here's your type. I don't see you sitting quietly while he bloviates on his post-grad thesis about Proust. Uh-oh, is that him? Ironic hipster, so self-aware, it makes everything a joke.
I prefer men who are funny, not funny. What type are you?
Corn-fed, salt-of-the-earth Missouri guy.
Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
Native New Yorker.
World ends at the Hudson.
What's your name?
Amy.
Oh, Amy? Who are you?
A, I'm an award-winning scrimshander. B, I'm a moderately influential warlord. C, I write personality quizzes for magazines.
Okay. Well, your hands are far too delicate for real scrimshaw work. And I happen to be a charter subscriber to Middling Warlord Weekly, so I recognize you. I'm gonna go with C.
And you? Who are you?
I'm the guy to save you from all this awesomeness.
Later, Amy and the dark-haired man ride an elevator.
Oh, so you write for a men's magazine. God, does that make you an expert on being a man?
No, it's, you know, what to wear, what to drink.
How to bullshit.
Never with you.
Ha ha.
No, I mean it.
It's hard to believe you.
Why?
I think it's your chin.
My chin?
It's quite villainous.
Okay, how's this?
He covers his chin.
100% true. No bullshit.
Okay.
Outside.
We all move to New York, and we end up living in these little cubby homes. And that's not it. Come outside, and you're in it.
Something catches the dark-haired man's attention.
You have to see this.
He leads Amy down an alley where men unload bags from the back of a truck. White particles cloud the air. Beaming, Amy opens her arms and closes her eyes, letting the particles fall on her face. The dark-haired man approaches her.
I have to kiss you now.
Is that right?
I can't let you go through a sugar storm unkissed.
She leans against a wall.
Oh, wait a sec.
The dark-haired man wipes sugar from her lips.
There you go.
He leans in for a kiss. Now in a darkened bedroom, Amy lies on her back with the dark-haired man's face buried between her thighs.
Nick done?
Nick looks up.
I really like you.
He resumes and she lies back down. At the bar, Nick and Margot play the board game Life.
So is Amy gonna do one of those anniversary treasure hunts?
You mean the forced march designed to prove an oblivious and uncaring asshole her husband is?
Wow.
Margot spins the wheel.
Life. I don't remember the point.
Deep Hasbro thoughts. Spin. What was the clue last year she got so mad about?
When your poor Amy has a cold, this dessert just must be sold.
The answer?
I still don't know the answer.
A few years ago, you'd have known.
A few years ago, it was fun. Year one, the traditional gift was paper. She got me a beautiful notebook. Told me to go write my novel.
What'd you get her?
A kite. She never flown a kite.
Okay.
Anyway. Year four, flowers. She led me outside to the dying rose bush in the backyard.
Ugh, that's symbolic.
Yeah.
What's the gift for five?
Wood.
So would you get her?
There's no good gift for wood.
I know. Go home, fuck her brains out, slap her with your penis. There's some wood for you, bitch.
Margot answers the phone.
The bar. Why, yes, hang on 1 second. Hey, it's Watch for Wally.
Nick takes the receiver.
Hey, Walt, what's going on? Oh, thanks very much. I'll be right there. All right, bye-bye.
Now Nick pulls up his driveway in the SUV. An old bearded man watches from a neighboring house. Nick starts up the front walk where he finds an orange tabby cat.
Hey, buddy. What are you doing out here?
He waves across the street.
Nice walk!
The old man waves back. Nick lifts the cat into his arms. Finding the front door ajar, he enters the house. He looks around, then sets the cat at the bottom of a staircase. He peers across a dining room into an office.
Hey.
Walking through the house, he comes to a kitchen separated by a bar counter. He notices something to his left. In a living room, he finds a toppled ottoman next to a shattered glass coffee table. Outside, Walt looks across the street. A police car parks behind the SUV, and two officers in plain clothes step out.
Hello?
Hey, come on in. Hey.
Mr. Dunn?
Hi.
I'm Detective Rhonda Boney. This is Officer James Gilpin. We understand there are concerns about your wife.
I don't know where my wife is, and I came home to this.
The living room.
Now, I don't panic easily, but it's weird, right?
Mind if we look around?
Please.
How long you two been here?
2 years in September. I used to live in New York.
City?
Yeah, I was a writer. We were both writers.
Why'd y'all move back here?
My mom got sick.
I'm sorry. How is she?
She's dead.
I'm so sorry.
Upstairs, they enter a room where a cat lies on a bed. Boney puts on gloves.
What do you do now for work?
She looks in a bathroom.
My sister Margot and I own the bar downtown.
Well, the bar. Love the name. Very meta.
Thanks.
She peeks into a walk-in closet.
Pretty things.
She leaves the bedroom, followed by Gilpin. As he closes the door, Nick looks at the cat.
My office here.
In the hall, Boney finds a garment on an ironing board.
Beautiful dress.
She puts her hand in front of an iron, then unplugs it.
Date night?
It's our anniversary.
She looks around the upstairs.
It's a guest bedroom there. Cat's room on the end. I checked up here.
She puts a sticky note on a shelf above the iron. Downstairs.
This is the kitchen, obviously. This is the,
Boney studies the kitchen floor and cabinets. She looks up, then places a sticky note near a scuff on some molding above the stove. Gilpin shoots Nick a look and nods. Nick enters another room.
This is my wife's office, Amy's office.
Boney steps behind a desk and shuffles through organized folders. Nick watches uncomfortably. The detective notices a wall with diplomas from Harvard and Yale.
Wow. Impressive gal.
Yeah. Should I be concerned?
I remember these. I love these books.
A photo and an illustration each show a girl playing cello.
Wait a minute. Your wife is amazing, Amy?
Yeah, she is.
Wow.
Now Amy writes, February 24, 2007.
Amazing fucking Amy is getting fucking married. That's how the night started. With me, regular, flawed, real Amy. Jealous, as always, of the golden child. Perfect, brilliant, amazing Amy, who's getting fucking married.
When I was 10, I quit cello. In the next book, Amazing Amy became a prodigy.
At a party, Amy and Nick look at book illustrations.
You play volleyball?
I got cut freshman year. She made varsity.
Why didn't you have a dog?
She got the dog. Puddles made her more relatable.
Wow. I love your parents, but they really can be assholes.
Nick.
Sir.
Hey, thanks for coming, man.
No problem.
Hey, sweetheart. Big night for your mom. It would mean so much if you would talk to a few reporters, bloggers, give them a little Amy color. People want to hear from you.
We can't stay long.
Fantastic. 15 minutes tops.
Amy's father leaves.
This is why I have my brownstone. My trust fund, I know I can't complain.
Your parents literally plagiarized your childhood.
No, they improved upon it and then peddled it to the masses.
I thought you were going to wear white to match the wedding theme.
I thought that'd be creepy.
If it's worth doing, it's worth doing.
Hold up. I know how this sounds. Don't tell me.
You're very cute, Nick. Amy, you know it would make dance night.
Oh, I'm on it.
Amy's mother leaves.
I love having strangers pick up my scabs.
Later.
I'm curious whether it's difficult for you to see Amazing Amy heading down the aisle.
And this big party celebrating this fictional wedding?
Because it's my understanding you are not married.
Is that correct?
Correct. Amazing Amy has always been one step ahead of me.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, I just... a few questions.
Nick takes a seat.
It's you.
I'm here, strictly journalistic capacity.
Now, you had the distinct pleasure of dating Nick Dunn for how long?
2 magical years.
2 magical years. In the course of that time, you had the opportunity to perform such gracious gestures as not correcting Nick when he pronounced King Wise, Quinoa.
An understandable mistake.
He also thought it was a fish.
He thinks Velveeta is a cheese.
You also managed to appear shocked and delighted when Nick's elderly mother breaks into an impromptu rendition of New York, New York every time she
sees bag of bone shoes.
That's just right. You also bought Nick his very first pair of scissors.
And matching stapler.
Amy Elliott, you are more than amazing. You are brilliant, yet entirely unsnobby. Challenge me. You surprise me. And fun fact for the readers, you have a world-class vagina.
Amy laughs.
Now, my colleagues tell me that you are not yet married. Is that correct?
I'm not.
Isn't it time we fix that?
Nick reveals a ring.
And then, the night wasn't so bad anymore.
They lean in for a kiss. In a holding room, Boney and Gilpin wait as a balding officer swabs Nick's cheek and hands. The balding officer gives the swabs to a younger officer, then waves to Boney as he leaves. Nick smells his hands.
And it's done. Crossed off the list.
Now, normally we would not treat this as a missing persons case so quick, but given the scene at your house and given our psych and violent crime of late, we are going to take this very, very seriously.
Okay, good.
So we've got forensics over at your place. You got somewhere to stay?
Yeah, I could stay at my sister's.
Okay. We're tracking Amy's phone, her credit cards. We will organize searches, put up flyers. We're going to hold a press conference tomorrow.
You're gonna have a press conference?
Yeah, I want to get the word out, right?
An officer drops off a file.
All of a sudden, I feel like I'm in a Law and Order episode. Da 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 da.